top secret podcast is being released to the public. Please stand by.
What's up, guys? My name is Akita.
My name is Sean.
Hey, I'm Gus.
And welcome to a little podcast named Pregame. It's basically going to be where we talk about entertainment, video games, movies.
Anything we really need to talk about. Yeah. The first thing we should probably do is tell them a little bit about ourselves and some of our gaming history. Sean, why don't you start? I know you started off with the NES. How was that?
It's fun times, and I moved to PS2 after that. And GameCube, and now I play Xbox 360.
All right. I said I'm Nikita. I started gaming the first year I moved to this country, because I moved from Russia. First time I got here, my mom got me a PS1, which was my first console.
Oh, yeah, I had a PS1, too. So, I just remember that.
Yeah. The PS1, and I had no idea what to do with it, because it was all in English. And basically, I was playing Rugrats, wondering what the hell was going on most of the time. But ever since then, I got into gaming. Now I'm considered one of the Xbox underground gamers, according to my profile. And we play pretty much all the time, anywhere.
I'd say mostly like COD and Halo.
COD, Halo.
Big shooter games.
I'm a fan of RPGs myself, but yeah,
World of Warcraft for the Horde, bitches.
Alliance, whoop.
Fag.
Hey, I'm Gus, and I started playing games about like 10 when the PS1 first came out. My dad got me going. Used to play soccer games.
That's nice. That's real.
That's good to say. But continue.
Well, screw you guys, first of all. And,
when I was 10, my dad got me going. Right now, I like to get going with other people.
By the way, this show is actually named after him. And we'll tell you a little bit later on why.
And you don't want to know.
Okay, let's keep going. Let's get the show rolling.
And all right. So, that's enough about Gus there. I think that's enough about Gus. Yeah. So, let's start off with talking about movies.
Alright, well, the movie I saw this weekend was Despicable Me.
Despicable Me? Isn't that like a child movie?
Yeah, it is, but it's actually pretty funny. It's got some adult jokes as well. I recommend to see it, like, not by yourself, because, well, we're all 16, so it's kind of weird. But, like, if you have a little brother. Me.
I'm 15.
I guess I'm the only one who's 16. Not a big deal.
Fishpan, 15.
15-year-olds.
Yeah, I would say see it
if
you have someone else to see it. Don't really see it by yourself, because people in the movie theater probably think you're kind of a creep. Good, definitely. Though. Not as childish as I think.
It did look pretty good. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, really.
Actor.
Really, he's good voice actor.
Yeah. Let's move on. I saw Predators this weekend, the first day it came out. It was actually a really good movie. It got great reviews, especially, I think, by Rotten Tomato. If you don't know what it's about, it's basically how all the top human assassins and hunters and killers from our planet were brought to another planet, and they were hunted by the Predators. Basically, I don't want to ruin anything, but if any of you seen it, I want to leave you guys with a question for this movie. Towards the end, you know, at the complete end, you know, the two people who are, spoiler alert, the two people who survive.
Damn, I'm not going to watch it now.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm done.
Way to go.
It. No, but it doesn't tell you anything about the movie. But the two people who survive in the end, well, it might, whatever. They look into the sky and they see, like, you know, all the humans coming, the new humans coming down.
Spoiler alert. You got to say spoiler alert before this.
I already said spoiler alert, first of all.
You said no spoilers.
Screw that. Like, you see all the crates coming down.
Nobody's going to watch it.
And basically, I was wondering to myself, don't the people come, like, every, like, other year or every year? Because remember the black guy? He said every 10 seasons. I mean, he was there for, like, 10 seasons. So, I mean, just as soon as they kill the Predators, new people come. What the hell is up with that? So, that's an interesting question to pose. For those of you who've seen the movie, and for those of you who are not, you are screwed. Up the butt. Gus,
any...
I hate you now, because I was going to go see that tonight. And that didn't happen.
I think we're going to go see Sorcerer's Apprentice tonight.
Looks all right. I mean,
Nicolas Cage, my favorite actor.
He's your favorite actor?
Is that the one where they had the car and then they changed
his
particular car? Oh, all right. I didn't know what movie you guys were talking about.
Okay, continue.
Let's move on to gaming news, because I think we have a lot more gaming stuff.
Because Gus knows nothing about movies.
But first of all, we're going to talk about the Medal of Honor beta. Gus, you've played it. Give us your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Sniping is not very good in that game. No? I don't recommend it.
Why not?
Because,
no spoiler alert needed, Gus.
Oh, no spoiler?
Just talk about what are you going to spoil about Modern Warfare 2? Medal of Honor. We don't speak that game. We'll talk about that later. But
Well, like Medal of Honor 2, Modern Warfare 2.
Medal of Honor. They're making the...
Well, there's multiple Medal of Honors.
Yeah, but
this is the new one.
You
didn't know. I know. Gamer, actually. Underground on the PC, gamer over here. On the PC. I'm not the underground gamer. All right. He is. Relax.
All right.
I'm not your dad. I'm not getting you off. Relax.
You got me started, actually. You got me started.
It's the same thing. All right.
Free game. All right. And the first sniper you get is kind of like the FAL in Modern Warfare 2. And with just a holographic scope. It's not very good. And once you upgrade to the new sniper, it's okay. Assault is pretty good when you're shooting down people. Running and gunning is not really a big thing in this game.
No.
I don't think it'll be for the Call of Duty people.
How's campaign? Did you get to play that?
There's no campaign.
No campaign? So it's like a
war. No, it's just a multiplayer.
It's the beta.
For the beta, okay.
Let me just put down a theory I have about this game. I think it's going to be like COD 4, where Call of Duty was already like sort of a famous franchise, but not as famous as they are now. So they have to work harder for COD 4.
Of course.
And I think with Medal of Honor, the new remake, because Medal of Honor hasn't been doing
actually,
well.
Actually, no. You know what? Call of Duty, ever since 3, they got pretty big.
They haven't been as... Modern Warfare 2, they've never been that popular.
Call of Duty was just a ripoff.
But that's really when
the whole
multiplayer
thing
started.
It was the guys from Medal of Honor, they quit because EA wasn't giving them enough space. Yeah. And then with Activision. And now, it's funny because the people who make the two CEOs,
are they from
Infinity Ward? Yeah, they quit, and now they're going back.
Well, everyone quit from Infinity Ward, so
Infinity Ward, apparently they got tortured. They're saying now that like Activision like tortured them. I don't know. It's
sexually or physically.
I don't know. I didn't read into it, but I think the whole thing is just getting out of hand.
Wow.
All right, so there you go. Activision tortures people sexually. I guess I want to bring up Fable 3. That's a game I've been looking forward to the rest of the year, and during the rest of the year. And of course, we have to talk about the whole PlayStation Move Connect thing. Let's go back to Fable. Fable 2, great game. Fable 1, great game. Fable 3, will it live up to expectations? No one knows. Basically, you start off trying to do the same thing, bringing down the ruler halfway through the game, and then you bring him down and you become the king, and you have to set taxes on the land, torture people if you want, do whatever, be the good ruler or the evil king.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, moving on to
I think Kinect's the best out of them, because the Move is like the Wii Motion Plus on roids.
Well, here's the thing. I was listening to the IGN podcast recently. Great podcast. You guys should definitely subscribe to it.
And subscribe to us.
Of course, don't forget to subscribe to us. But if you're listening, and you're listening up to this point, obviously, you don't think we're much of a douchebag except Gus.
he's the douchebag of the group.
Yeah, you know what? We might just rename his name to douchebag later on. But that's if we get popular.
How about you call me
if we get popular, we will rename him to douchebag.
If we get over 200 subscribers, I will name myself douchebag.
All right. So as I was saying, I was listening to the IGN podcast, and it seems a lot of them are first of all PS3 fans.
Yeah, IGN rides PS3's.
Yeah, they're
big giant black controller.
The controller's pretty small.
Yeah.
Especially exactly. Xbox. By the way, I'm a fan of both PS3 and Xbox 360.
Xbox BGs? Yeah.
Gus here, he's more of a PS3 guy.
Yeah, that's all I have.
And Sean here is more of an Xbox guy. So if you want biased views about Xbox, listen to Sean. If you want biased views about PS3, listen to Gus.
I'm a
little bit of both.
I got a Wii, too.
I have a Wii Xbox. I'm not loaded or anything.
Xbox and PC. That's where it's at.
He goes always.
Yeah.
He's loaded, by the way, guys.
I go both ways. And third way.
He has three holes.
Move. Project Natal. Why did they rename it
Kinect? Kinect, bro. It's not Natal. It's Kinect.
It should have been Natal. It sounded so much cooler. Project Natal. Yeah. Kinect. Okay. It's like when the Wii was called a Nintendo Revolution. That would have been so much better as a name.
The Wii would like to play.
It's a Nintendo Revolution.
It's not Revolution would like to play.
And it was supposed to be black. But the black
one,
only original. It was originally black, and then they made it white. Yeah. So the move, it's gonna be allowed. You're allowed to have shooters in the move. It's, the SOCOM, one of the SOCOM games that is coming out, it's gonna be able to use the move.
And that looks like a vibrator.
It does, but it's extremely accurate, and it's the color of the ball on the top. It changes based on what you are doing. And I saw this new game, Sorcery. It's basically where you're a magician. And, like, if you choose a fire spell, the thing will go up
red. It's basically like the Wii HD. It's like having a Wii, yeah, except you can run better old good games and not shitty.
But it also allows you to, unlike the Wii, where they've really never done this too well, the first-person shooters are improved extremely. Yeah, I think
Kinect will either be awesome or just fail.
Yeah, it's going to go...
The games are...
Exactly what IGN said. It's going to be just, like, amazing or it's going to completely fail.
What I've seen before came out looked awesome. Like, they had, like, a fighting game.
I know.
And it looked sick. The skateboard. And now what I see is, like, shitty, like, Avatar play kickball.
If I could just say something, I think that during the new E3, I think E3
And it works. O11 works because it's 2011. So people were like, oh, it's not O10 anymore. Yes, it is.
All right, back to the subject.
Right. Yeah.
The new E3. The new one, the one...
2000, the one that just happened?
2010.
The one that just happened.
The one that was, like, 2 months ago.
Yes.
1 month ago.
Like, not even, yeah. All right.
Still gotta get to it.
Well, I think that Xbox and Wii just switched places, because Xbox had all crappy games, like the Wii did last year at the old E3.
Yeah.
At the last year's E3.
Yeah.
And Wii had...
Like, Rayman... No, Rayman's actually...
Yeah, yeah, they're all okay games, but, like... They lowered, like, their stands. Like, last time
Xbox,
they had...
I think Xbox kind of had a disappointing E3.
Yeah, because Xbox...
This year.
No, Xbox, this year was great.
What do you think was...
They had their Cirque du Soleil performance. If you ever seen that...
No, I'm talking about the stuff.
No, the stuff that came out. But Project Natal, it's a huge release.
It looks good, but the game
is this shitty. Is a year for Xbox and PlayStation 3. Though the prediction is PS3 will come out on top. I think not by this year, but by end of next year. But this year, they really...
The PS3, Mass Effect like, 2. The Slim... I think the Xbox Slim is, like, 2 years late.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's way too late.
But to think about it, a lot of Xbox exclusives coming out this year. You got Natal, Mass Effect 2 came out just recently, a huge hit. Have Fable 3 is coming out.
Their exclusives are not bad, but like, it's just like...
Nothing new.
Really. Nothing new. It's just like, all right, Mass Effect 3, well, it's going to be great Natal, Mass Effect, but
if we're going to completely eat 2, our so. Words if Natal is just stupid. Kinect is going to be like amazing. And I have
if it's
feeling,
amazing, I'll get it.
I have this feeling it's going to be just like the best thing ever.
I hope they can work well with that, and it's not like the PlayStation Eye. Because PlayStation did the Eye, like...
No, that was awful.
And the PlayStation Eye was terrible.
No, yes. The Move is using PlayStation Eye. That's
yeah, but
how it works.
It's using it better. Like, the Eye was all like shitty, like, oh, let me like touch this, and yeah, it was really bad. So but if Natal can be like the fighting game, like that fighting game looks sweet.
Yeah, but they got rid of so many things. All these new, they got rid of that like fighting game that we saw. There's only two third party games.
Yeah.
So the prediction is their games, the Xbox Kinect games, are going to suck.
I think on release they're going to blow.
Yeah, they're going to suck. Like the ones that Xbox, the company owns, Microsoft owns. But the third party is going to be just amazing. A lot of good games. You saw that dance game? I want to do that. That looks pretty awesome.
It looks like it has potential.
I think that with having you in the cam instead of like a little avatar that you make, it sounds a lot cooler than just making
an avatar. Yeah, it can be cool, but it might also look really bad.
For instance, where we were talking about how they changed all these things, they had like this cool thing where you put the skateboard up to the camera
And
take some pictures. Yeah, they had the girls talk with that chat thing, which I think still is going to be released, but you had all these things that they just did not like go in depth with at E3, and that's a kind of a disappointment. But if you did see the performance, or if you like were there, or if you were online and you saw the performance, it's like freaking awesome. They're like all animals, and there's a jungle, and they're like upside down. It's freaking awesome. We gotta get to E3.
Yeah, if we're still doing this podcast,
this gets big, we can get tickets into E3 by 2012.
What we're saying is Kinect. The Kinect's going to be at Comic-Con, and we might go to Comic-Con.
Comic-Con this
October. So if we test out Kinect, we'll tell you guys how it is at Comic-Con. Yeah, look, I just brought it up.
Nice. Kinect playable at Comic-Con.
So yeah, if we do that, then...
That will be epic, and we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Just to tell you now, I forgot to tell you, I just found out E3 is for game... People in the gaming industry only.
Yeah.
You have to have a job.
Yeah, you can't.
Or something big.
It was...
Like a YouTube channel.
I think 2009 they made it like that. Yeah. Before you could buy tickets for
Actually, no, they only did it for 1 year.
You have to get invited
They only did it 1 year where it's public and it utterly failed.
And too many people went in, yeah.
But so we're trying to get big, going to get to E3. If that doesn't work, I'm going to GameStop and getting a job. So Kinect, yeah, I guess.
I don't think that's a good idea because I don't think just one little tiny store, retail store, is going to get you.
No, if you work in the gaming industry at all and you apply early on to get tickets, they'll give you the tickets. As long as you work in the gaming industry.
I'm just pulling up something now. This is kind of changing the topic. Have you guys heard of Hulu Plus?
Oh, Hulu Plus. $10 a month.
Yeah, tell me your thoughts about Hulu Plus. Is it a good service? Is it
First of all, well? I love Hulu. I just love how it has so many TV episodes that... like on demand doesn't have or anything. Netflix, it just has,
I think it's cool because it's like, I think the $10 a month, I don't know about that, but I mean, why? It's cool. You get every season, so you can watch the season, but
I mean, if only they had Adobe, if the iPad had or iPod had Adobe Flash, that's what Hulu works on, right? They work on, it's a Flash thing. We would just go online and you could use Hulu instantly.
Well, Hulu Plus is for iPad, they made it for everything,
yeah, but that's the problem, is you have to pay $10. Maybe they'll switch it over to HTML5, and then we can go right from the iPad without actually using their app. But that just, I think that sucks. I mean, I have already so many monthly charges for so many different things. Netflix, Gamefly, Xbox Live, Warcraft, it just piles on, you know?
Yeah, speaking of online charges, let's talk about online for a bit.
On Live, this is something I've been following for the past 3 years, actually, when it was first announced at E3 07. Basically, if you don't know what On Live is, it's the Netflix of gaming. Instant streaming gaming. And you guys, first thing you probably think about, extreme lag. Well, I could tell you.
We tried it on my HP, which is his old computer. Yeah,
and I tried it on my computer. I have the worst connection in history.
The only problem is that it's only wireless right now.
It's only wired. Get it using a wired connection. Oh, no. But that's only for like the first couple months. Then it's going to be wireless. It works on wireless. It just, they want accurate results to see how everyone's doing. There aren't too many games released for it. There's about 20 games at launch, which it was just launched like June 17th or something. And it had some really popular games. Assassin's Creed 2, NBA, that NBA game, Red Faction.
It also got the
Lego Harry Potter exclusive. Yeah, they early got it early. For like a couple weeks early. You were saying?
But about the Hulu Plus, it's also going to be on PS3. So people who have PS3, I mean that might be something to look into, Gus.
The new thing is PlayStation Plus.
Honestly, I think PlayStation Plus is not.
I have maxed out my friends list with people who are on. My latest person on is only like 3 months, he hasn't been on. Everybody besides that, 3 days. Only one of my friends has PlayStation Plus.
Because it's only, what is it, like exclusive downloads?
It's not very good. I would not recommend it.
It's not the Xbox Live.
I hate people who complain that Xbox Live is charged. I mean, compare Xbox Live to PSN. PSN is shit, I'm sorry.
Xbox Live is...
there's a reason you pay for Xbox
Live. Yeah, I have a PS3 and I'm saying that Xbox Live is better than PlayStation.
I mean, I'd love to not pay. Like, I love that about PS3. I love not paying. That's great.
Weren't you planning on getting a PS3 too?
Yeah, before we got Xbox.
But you can still play. You don't have to get the Plus, right?
No, you don't. Plus is cross game chat. No, like Plus exclusive cross PS1 game chat.
It's not that bad though.
It's not bad. I mean,
it's not like they got rid of. It's not. You don't have to play it for multiplayer, do you?
No, no. PSN is normal.
It's normal. So then, it's the normal PSN.
I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I don't recommend it at all because you could still get everything else.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Speaking of this whole Hulu Plus on PS3, I just read about this this program about 2 days ago. It's called Play On. What happens is you download it on your computer.
On iPhone, right? Or something.
You download it on your computer, and then from your iPad, Xbox 360, PS3, and certain televisions, you can actually use internet programs such as Hulu, Netflix, basically any type of YouTube, just right on your from your Xbox. You can just use Hulu, PS, Netflix. Of course, you can use Netflix from your Xbox, but you know, instant streaming, right? So it takes it from your PC onto your Xbox or PS3. So you can watch basically for free Hulu videos or YouTube videos right on your TV. Only problem with that is it's only free for the first 30 days. After that, you do have to pay a monthly subscription fee of $10.
You guys know what game I'm excited for?
What game?
The new Pokemon game.
Which one's that?
Black and White?
Black and White.
New Pokemon, guys. Is it in Black and White? I'm reading about it right now. No.
That would Pokemon.
The game looks like the shit, man. It looks so good.
I started off, you know, one of my first games after that for the handheld Game Boy Advance was Pokemon Sapphire. I think that was one of the best Pokemon games I've ever played.
I love Pokemon.
I could say I'm 15 years old and I will still play any of the new ones as long as they're original and actually fun.
They're good. The Pokemon games are, yeah, as long as they're keeping it new.
Yeah, Gus over here is being gay and not like
Gus has really honestly said like four things this entire podcast.
Five.
It's like really four. Now it's
six. All right, five. All right. You guys want to kick me out? Fine.
All right, Gus, talk about something.
I did, about the PlayStation.
Talk about something else. Talk about how we got the title for this podcast.
No, that way you tell the story.
I'm going to get the iPhone 4, guys, in a week or two. So when we get that, we'll do a review. I'll review that.
Nice.
Well, since we just got our phones, I guess we should talk about the new moneymaker that all the phone companies have now.
What's the new moneymaker?
The data. You have to pay for data
They've had that for a while.
Data plans?
Data plans.
Oh, no. Let me talk about
the AT&T data plan thing real quick. I don't know if you guys knew, but before... maybe a couple weeks ago, it was $30 for unlimited data. Nice. But they got rid of the unlimited data plan, and now it's $25 for 2 gigabytes.
Oh, shit.
And $15 for 200 megabytes.
Is that good?
And I have the 200 megabyte one, $15.
Is that enough?
And I already went over. I went over
it. You went over it. That sucks.
So, I don't... If you guys...
Verizon all the way, guys.
You're gonna get, no, Verizon has the same thing, he says.
Yep.
$10
for... $30 for unlimited.
I got $10 for unlimited. On my phone?
No, $10, 200 megabytes.
$10 just
200 I got unlimited on my phone.
It's $10.
Maybe it's a promotion, but I got it on my phone.
It's $10, 200 megabytes.
That sucks for you. I looked at my I looked at my Verizon bill.
I'm getting the
So what? Verizon still has better service.
No.
But they don't have the iPhones.
I gotta say...
The Droid sucks. The Droid sucks. Unless the new one, maybe.
The new Droid? Oh, my God. What is it? I saw it. I saw the display of it.
The Incredible?
Gigantic.
Yeah, the Evo.
No,
right? No, the newest one. It's even bigger.
I think I know what you're talking about. I just can't remember the name.
The Droid is getting...
The Eris was apparently the girl's Droid. And the Incredible is now, like, the boy's Droid. But the new Droid,
yeah,
I don't know the
name
of
it. I know what you're talking about, but I saw it. It looks pretty
epic. It's gigantic. It makes the Droid Incredible be the girl's Droid.
Nice.
The problem with the Droid...
The Droid market sucks.
The Droid and Android... Android and, I mean, iPhone, the iPhone OS is made for the iPhone. And this is the only phone that takes it.
Well, the Android
but the Android,
and
the Android OS is everywhere, and...
Oh, it was made completely for the Droid. It came out during the Droid.
But it's on all different phones Android. Android was made before Droid was even out.
Android OS. Market?
It wasn't market. The Android OS.
Oh, OS, okay.
And
I don't have the Android
I don't know
OS.
About the new Droid phones, but I know you can't update your Android OS.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't update. So, like, I have iOS 4 with a 3GS, which I wouldn't be able to have if it was a Droid. I'd have to buy the 4 to get iOS 4.
Yeah, but the thing with the Verizon phones is, if you get for a promotion or an upgrade... You know, yours upgrade for the iPhone 4 is $200, correct?
Yeah, where normally it's like $600.
Verizon is like $100 for any upgrade, or like $50 for any upgrade. Their phones are
not
incredibly
for, not
cheap.
Not for one of the Droids. Check it. You can check it right now.
What, the Verizon phones?
The Droid?
For a Droid?
I could get the new Droid for $100.
No, I've been
December,
looking.
In December.
Which one?
The new one.
The newest one.
I could get... No, their plan is if you have a contract of 2 years and it expires, you get any phone...
With
free.
$100
but my I have for 1 year you get it for like
any phone free
any phone free 2 year contract
no, it's not any phone free.
No it is
no not anymore
it's their new plan it's just they just released
think,
it
I don't
no,
know
it's not right. It's not yeah, believe it me my parents are making me pay for my own phone it's not like you only get
2 year contract
yes I have
had your phone for 2 years
yes
that individual phone
yes
meaning you got no new phone between those times for 2 years well then you're out of luck because I got my phone 2 years ago, it was the...
Yeah,
it was
you
a freaking, like, Droid.
You got a free phone. You don't have a Droid.
No, not the Droid. It was a freaking, like... It was a piece of crap. It was like a flip
phone.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why.
That's why you got it free.
That's why.
No, 2 years later, I got the... when it first came out, the Envy Touch. For free.
Envy Touch is free. It's a free phone.
It is.
It's a free phone.
It is.
Yes, it is.
When it first came out, no, it
it's
wasn't.
Only $49.99.
Yeah, it's a free phone.
Not now.
It's only $49.99.
When it first came out, it was like 2000...
Can I just say something right now? There's only you only get a $100 upgrade. Your phone was $49.99 when it came out. That's why you got it for free.
The Envy Touch.
Yeah, Envy Touch is free. It's a free phone.
Highly doubt that, guys.
I mean, no offense, but it's not the greatest phone.
Yeah,
it's pretty epic. It's not like an amazing phone, but it's pretty epic compared to
the. It's the copy of the Voyager.
I mean, there's a reason the iPhone is
$200. Of course. I don't doubt
that. This is just preference. I mean, obviously, I have an iPhone, so I'm gonna back up the iPhone. you guys have Verizon, so you're going to back up Verizon, so there's no point in arguing this.
No, but come on. You're admitting that AT&T has better service than Verizon.
I don't know if it has better service, but the service is fine. I've never dropped a call. I never have problems.
Oh, well, maybe for you, but in general, I heard that
I'm not going to lie. When I'm in my room calling somebody, it drops it.
And Verizon has doesn't get service in school at some places. AT&T has perfect service in school.
No, I always get service Verizon? In school.
I don't in the library.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like I said, obviously you're going to back up what you have.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Yeah, but then again, Verizon has 90 million customers, whereas an AT&T has 85. 85
customers?
Million. 85 million. Come on.
Yeah, but we pretty much have the best phone ever.
Yeah, but that's only one. If we combined all of the Verizon's phones.
Well, actually, the iPhone did not make the AT&T as much profit as you think. It only gained them at most like 10 million customers.
No, dude.
You want to bet on that?
Yeah.
We will bet on that, and next episode, we will see who wins.
I mean, like I said, you're backing up Verizon because, like, you're a fanboy. You are, because it's the phone you have.
No, I used to be at T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile shit. I had T-Mobile, too.
And then I hated it, so I moved over to Verizon. I'm like, this is great service, cheap price.
The Droid is terrible. I mean,
Verizon all the way.
I can't support the Droid because I don't have one. So if I get one, and I probably will like it, I'll think it's epic.
I mean, no touchscreen is as good as the iPhone. And
oh, that is definitely, yeah. I have the Envy Touch, and you press the buttons, and you have to, it's almost like clicking
them. I honestly don't care. It doesn't matter how many customers it has. It's just like...
Yeah, I know. So, how about those books, right, guys? You guys read any books lately?
No.
What book?
The books for reading.
Any books?
No, I mean, I don't know if you want to review books on this.
All right, so I'm sure most of you have read Macbeth or will within the next year.
No, I don't want to talk about this.
Macbeth, great book. Shakespeare, read him. Okay, that was my quick book advertisement.
AT&T for life.
Verizon for the win.
Verizon for the win.
FTW.
I think it comes down to the pretty much.
It's all preference, but
I like the Virgin Mobile plan.
Down here, Verizon has better service in New Jersey.
Yeah. Has better service. And New York as well.
Anyway, this
maybe the East Coast.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. The thing is, you know, they say AT&T covers all these people. Like, it covers most Americans. I'm pretty sure it doesn't cover the Americans who live in, like, the Midwest and the West.
Americans in the Midwest.
No, in the West, probably. I think AT&T rules in California.
Does it? It
seems like it would. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it would.
Because of all the big
This much I'll admit. You know, all the without the iPhone, AT&T would be pretty dead.
Yeah.
No.
They would.
And that's where it factors into our bet. I'm telling you, the Verizon iPhone. I mean, AT&T iPhone did not make it as much money as you
think. It didn't, but that doesn't matter.
More customers.
Just think about how many people.
The whole merge of AT&T and Singular was where it saved the companies and it made them really popular.
I don't know. Well, my guess is in 2012, when the contract ends with
it's freaking
AT&T,
stupid.
I think they'll keep it with AT&T, but I think Verizon will get their own iPhone.
No, it's like going to be like the Halo of the phone market. Oh, yeah, guys, they're definitely going to make a Halo for PS3, you know, as soon as the exclusive ends up with Bungie and Microsoft, they're going to definitely put
Bungie's
it on
PS3. Last game is Reach, and after that, I'm not going to buy another Halo game. I don't care.
Would they make any more?
Yeah.
Well, what if it's like amazing?
I don't care.
I mean, I pretty much gave up after ODST. I really never cared after that. But then I saw Reach, and I'm like, this is actually awesome.
I think Bungie's going with Activision now, so expect a lot of new shooters that are probably going to be multi-platform from Bungie.
Did you see the new Reach campaign trailer?
No.
It's actually pretty cool. There's actually a space level. You get to drive like a spaceship. So that was really cool. It's a shooter in space. Tons of new vehicles. And if you ever guys watched the Red versus Blue from YouTube channel, they've moved on to Reach because they got it early somehow. So
yeah, they did. I saw some stuff.
It's all going to be in Reach now.
So
nice graphics, too.
I guess we'll close this up soon because it's about a half an hour.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It's already about half an hour discussion. If you listen to the IGN, they're usually an hour, but we have nothing as amazing to talk about anymore. So thanks for listening to Pregame. Wait, before we go, I would like to talk about
we should talk about that next episode.
I don't know. I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Let's just say it right now.
No, okay. Close it up. Let's close it up. I'll talk to you.
I'm good.
But,
all right. So, fine.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening.
We should have another episode after.
If you are listening to it up to this point, we thank you for listening to us for half an hour.
Tell us what you think, what we should add.
And 200 subscribers gets me to call myself douchebag.
All right. Thank you for listening to Pregame. I'm Nikita.
Sean.
I'm Gus.
And we're signing out.
Peace out.